Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev. The champion of the North Division, he's won it numerous times, but it's the first time ever the Whitecourt Wolverines won the North Division in the playoffs. Gord Thibodeau joins us. Gord, congratulations to bring the title to Whitecourt for the first time. How many North Division titles is this for you now as a head coach? Any idea?
Oh, my God. You know what? I don't really know, but I think it's probably seven or eight, I think. You know, obviously the key being the first one for Whitecourt. That's the, you know, this is a community that really loves their hockey, and we've got a great owner. And to be able to have a North Championship, you know, it's a special time right now for Whitecourt, and the community's enjoying it, which is what they should be doing.
Well, it's great for the community and for your owner, you know, who had some tragedy this year. I'm sure the players probably, you know, maybe a small way to give him some excitement.
Yeah, you know, the one facet of the final against Fort McMurray, both teams had kind of overcome some adversities, obviously, with the fires up there and the situation with Tracy and Brent Stark. You know, I don't want to get into that too much, but, you know, you can never have enough good news to kind of help a community, you know, not forget, but try to move forward. And like I said, I think our ownership needed this. I think our community needed it. And we're awfully excited as a team that we're able to do this and play a small part in taking the community's mind off some of the events of the last year.
And Gordon, as usual, it's never easy to get there. You had to go to Game 7 against the Spruce Grove Saints in the division semifinal. Then against the Oil Barons. Your offense really was rolling in this series. You scored 7 goals to win in Game 3, and then you score 6 again in Game 5 and 6. What was the key reason for success for you offensively in this series?
Well, our power play was pretty good. You know, and we've got some good offensive players. When our special teams are working well, you know, we can put some goals up. But it was a tough series. It was really a strange series against Fort McMurray. You don't typically see, you know, 3 games go 7-1, 6-1, 5-1, or whatever it was. In playoffs, especially in the North Final, you typically see very tight games. But, you know, credit to both teams. They fought hard. We were able to get some power play opportunities and bury the puck, and that was really the key to our offense.
Gord Thibodeau joins us, head coach of the Whitecourt Wolverines, captured their first ever North Division title. Now you move on to the AJHL Final, taking on the Brooks Bandits, who, of course, a very dominant team all season long, Gord. What, you know, just the offense, like, they've been steamrolling through the playoffs this year. How do you slow down the offense of Brooks?
Well, that's the key question. I mean, I don't know if you can ever, you know, eliminate their offense. Slowing it down is a big key. They've got so many talented guys. They're a very good organization. They're used to winning. They've got a lot of speed and skill. But, you know, we're a team that has some skill also, but I think we're a more physical team maybe. And that's going to be a key, you know, trying to be physical, bring that physicality to the series without taking penalties. That's the key factor. Can you stay out of the box, present a tough, gritty sandpaper type of game? To get them off their skill game. That's the key. Okotoks did that against them for a couple games, but they're just such a strong team, it's very difficult to do.
Gord Thibodeau joins us. Gord, somebody who's coached as many games as you, of course, most in league history, and has won as much as you have, you've seen a lot. And as a coach who wants a team to play physical but disciplined, how do you balance that? Like, do you expect there's going to be the odd time a guy's going to take, you know, an aggressive penalty? And as a coach, are you okay with that if that's the game plan, as long as it's not too frequent? How do you balance that?
Yeah, it's tough to balance. I mean, you know, I always tell our kids, it's tough to play on that line. Because, you know, the officiating is different each night. So you kind of have to find that line and try not to cross it. Of course, these are kids. They're emotional. They're going to get frustrated. They're going to cross the line at some points. I always say, you know what, if you run over a guy and take a penalty, we can usually kill those. It's the little hooks or the little slashes behind the play. typically those end up going in your net when you're killing those penalties. So it's the fine line of being aggressive. We're not trying to hurt anybody. You're just trying to make sure that you have a wearing effect. If this series can go to 5, 6, 7 games, if we can wear down that other team, that's a key. And you have to do that to a skilled group. And that's certainly what Spruce Grove and Fort McMurray tried to do to us and had some success with that. So we know what it's about.
Gord Thibodeau joins us. AJHL final, Brooks and the Whitecourt Wolverines get started in Brooks later on this week. Should be fantastic. And, you know, Whitecourt, first ever North Championship. I know that small community. In every small community, the AJHL or even the WHL, the fans really get into it. It's sold out barns. It's loads of fun. Gord, you've been around the league a long time. And, you know, speaking of playoff atmosphere, a lot of your players are pretty young. And for some of them, you know, especially the young guys, first ever time as an adult to see the, you know, the Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers in the playoffs. That itself, do you find time as a coach to watch that even as a team, or is it all focused 100% on what you guys do?
No, you know what? Connor McDavid's a special hockey player. We encourage our guys to watch him as much as they can. He's a once-in-a-lifetime guy that comes along, and or once every 20 years, you know, generational player. And we're as stoked about the Oilers making the playoffs as we were about our finish. So the kids are real excited. They're all Oiler fans. They tend to get in and watch some games over the course of the season. And like every other fan in Edmonton, we're ready to go for Wednesday.
Gordon, I want to get your thoughts on a player you're coaching against him. Kale Macker, the defenseman for the Brooks Bandits, who's projected to be a first-round pick this year. Of course, he's already committed to NCAA. I know you guys don't play him a ton, but you have faced him a few times this season. What does he do so well? What's his best attribute as a defender?
He is a very, very intelligent hockey player. I don't think at times he gets the credit that he deserves in terms of how he thinks the game and anticipates the game. Great skill set, can really skate, a lot more physical and stronger than people realize. But he's just got a great mind for the game, both from an offensive point and a defensive point. You know, he's flashy, he can score some big goals, he gets into the play very well. But he also defensively reads a lot of plays and breaks up a lot of backdoor opportunities because he anticipates very well. So he's an all-around player. I wouldn't hesitate to say that he's certainly the best guy in this hockey league right now, and he's got a very bright future ahead of him.
Yeah, projected top 10 pick at the upcoming NHL draft. Now, you have a player who's leading your team. He's on fire in the postseason. Justin Young, who played his minor hockey in Leduc. He's committed to go to NCAA next year. He has 13 goals, 21 points in 16 games for you. What has he done so well, and do you expect that he's going to have to face Kale Macker a lot in the next round?
Yeah, I would expect that they're going to be head-to-head quite a bit. Justin is, in some ways, very similar to Kale. Smartest guy on the ice. Very intelligent. Gets himself in position to score goals, even though he's not a big shooter. And he probably doesn't see himself as a shooter. He's just very smart, and he's got one attribute that you can't teach. He really can hound the puck. Very good with his stick in terms of stripping pucks. And like I said, he finds ways to get to open ice, and that puck seems to follow him, which it does for all great players.
Are you a big believer in line matchups? Did you try harder for matchups, Gord, in the postseason than the regular season?
You know what? We don't typically match in the regular season. You know, I'd like to think we're trying to develop 20 hockey players, not just 10. So we want our guys up against their best at any point. You have to line match a little bit come playoff time, certainly. And they've got some guys that we're concerned about, and we'll try to keep, you know, the matchups that we can get on home ice. But at the end of the day, your four lines have to be able to play against anybody. That's a sign of a great hockey team if you can have your fourth line against their first line. It's not an ideal situation, but if your fourth line can tread water and hold even, then they're doing a heck of a job. So we will line match. Will we get carried away with it? Hey, I want to get my guys going. They need to play in order to get going. So, like I said, we'll do it to a degree, but we're not totally focused on it.
Well, Gord, congratulations getting Whitecourt their first ever North Division championship, and hopefully you get them their first ever AJHL championship. It's a great series starting up this week against Brooks.
Well, thanks a lot, Jason. We appreciate the support.
You betcha. Gord Thibodeau, head coach of the Whitecourt Wolverines. Of course, he's been a long time, most successful coach in AJHL history.